Lord, I thank you for these people that have come out to hear your word, Lord. Lord, you know that we're following your instructions tonight, beginning a new phase. Lord, I pray and ask for the anointing of the teacher and the trainer of the Holy Spirit. Lord, you said for us to go and make disciples, not just believers, but disciples, disciplined followers, Lord, so that we can walk in the victory that you've won for us, Lord. Father, I pray for that anointing of the teacher and the trainer, the Holy Spirit. Father, I ask you right now to anoint the ears of every person here. Lord, I ask you for calmness of mind, that they can hear what the Spirit is saying to them, Lord, and that the truth will penetrate into good soil in every single one of them, and they'll all bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold, to the point that the devil trembles every morning when they wake up. Father, for all of this, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And the people said, amen. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. As y'all can tell from the new manuals tonight, this is called the Believer's Boot Camp Manual. This is really the first night of it. And the instructions that I've been getting from the Lord, you know, church is good. Everyone say amen.
Amen.
Bible study is good. Everyone say amen.
Amen.
But see, to be a hearer and not a doer is useless.
Amen.
You know, and the Lord says, he says, you know, if we trained an army to go to war the way that the church trains most of the believers, they wouldn't last one day. They're not aware of the enemy's tactics. They've not been drilled. They kind of have heard about an M16, maybe, you know what I mean? But they've never fired one. That type of thing. So what he's telling me to do, roughly from here on, however long this series lasts, the first half is going to be some instruction and going to be some teaching, but the second half is going to be doing. And there's always going to be confession involved. Tammy one day had a real good idea. She said, "You know what would help me is if we had a tape, where perhaps you know I might lead you in a confession." And she says, you know, and then there was a space where you could confess afterwards. So we're going to do that here in a little while. I'm going to say a confession. You guys say it with me. And that way you can have it, you can put it in your car. See, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I like to put it even more simple than that. When you believe what God believes, that's called faith. And see, and you believe yourself more than you believe anybody else. You hear your own voice saying what God says, that's the fastest way to get faith into you. Okay? So if you have that little tape, which there'll be at least 15, 20 minutes of that part on there, maybe longer, well, you know, when you could put, you know, rewind up to that part of it and have it in your car or at home and just practice again, making these confessions. Because the more you do that, the more your thinking is going to be transformed to think like God. How many of you would like to think like God?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm tired of thinking like the devil. You know, and God's real tired of us thinking like the devil. Hallelujah. Now, the reason this is boot camp, see, we really are in a war, but it's a strange war. The reason the covers of this manual are in red is representative of the blood of Jesus. This war has already actually been won. Now, that's really the truth. God is not calling any one of you to go to war against the devil. The devil has already been defeated. Okay? What it's really like is kind of like in Japan. More like the Philippine Islands. After World War II, there was a lot of the enemy hidden out in the hills and in caves, you know, and they didn't know that the war was over. And so even, I read some accounts that even years later, after World War II was over, they didn't know that the war was over, and they were still occupying their territory, and if you come in there, they'd shoot you. Well, that's kind of the way it is with the devil. The war has been won. He knows it, though. Now, he knows it. But the thing of it is, he's a criminal. He doesn't care. And as long as you're ignorant, he is going to squat on your promised land. The only reason that we're not living the abundant life is the way we think. The devil has programmed our mind. He really has no power over any of us whatsoever. Jesus has totally stripped him of all of his armor. He stripped him of all of his weapons. He is totally defenseless. And the only reason that the devil, for example, in his crowd has most of the money in the world is because the church is ignorant that we're supposed to have it. And then secondly, he's not going to let go of it until he's made to let go of it. Now, that's the kind of war we're in. It's kind of a mop-up operation. Okay? The enemy has been defeated. He really has no weapons that can work against you except one, and that's deception. And as long as he can deceive you, then he's got you, because he has no power of his own over you. Okay? Now, here's another thought. Let's take this parable a little further here. Let's say that we were all really soldiers in World War II. And let's say, for example, we were all tank commanders. All of us were in the tank corps. And we're, you know, our job is to operate these big tanks and take the land, you know. All of a sudden, these airplanes fly over and they're dropping all of these leaflets. And you pick one of those up and you start reading it. It's dropped by the enemy. It's propaganda. And it says stuff on there like, President of the United States was shot. The country's been overthrown. Your supply lines have been cut off. And you're doomed. Okay? Now, they would be trying to propagandize you, discourage you, demoralize you to thinking, uh-oh, maybe we haven't won this war. See? And that's what the devil does all the time. He doesn't drop leaflets out of an airplane. He drops thoughts into your mind that are opposite to what the Word of God says. Okay? The problem is, those thoughts, he uses them in conjunction with apparent circumstances. So by everything you can see in the natural, it looks like those thoughts are right. You see? So you start believing what the devil's telling you, like God's mad at you, God's cut you off, you know. And then pretty soon you start acting like that. Okay? Well, that's just flat listening to the propaganda of the enemy and cutting you off from your supply line, from your source. Okay? Now, thank you. Hallelujah. All right, starting with tonight's lesson. Oh, and it is important that you write your name in there, since every single one of these books is exactly the same. You know, we won't know whose is who. These books are yours to keep forever. Feel free to add anything else in there that helps you. It's yours to make notes on. We'll be adding stuff every week. You may have some things at home that you would like to have in there. I mean, just it's yours. You know, just treat them however you want. But the idea is to use it. Now, here's one other thing I'm supposed to tell you. Who served in the military in here? Okay, how long is boot camp usually?
8 weeks.
8 to 11 weeks.
We got 8 weeks to 11 weeks. It's fairly short.
Maybe it was 11 weeks.
Okay, 11 weeks in the Navy. The point I'm getting at, it's not supposed to take 10 years to train warriors. How many of y'all been saved 5 years? Raise your hands. Everybody in the room. How many's been saved 10 years or longer? Everybody in the room practically. How about 15 years? Okay? Alright? And yet we're still getting our socks beat off for the most part by the devil. It's not supposed to take 5, 10, 15 years to make warriors. Okay? If we did that in World War II, it wouldn't take long for the enemy to have won. Okay? Now, the thing that's different about boot camp, Army boot camp and boot camp here, I don't have you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, for 11 weeks. I've got you once a week on Thursday night. That's the reason for the manual, though. Now, if you think just coming on Thursday and then not doing anything from Thursday to Thursday is going to... If you think that's going to get the job done, maybe in 11 years. How many of y'all want to be defeated for the next 11 years? You know? Treat this like boot camp. And I will talk a little bit more about that when we get to the confession part. I was asking the Lord, where do you start? Boot camp is about basics, is it not? I mean, they train you to where it's just reflex. My dad, the only reason he survived the Battle of the Bulge, they had trained him to where when he heard a loud noise like a shot, he fell flat instantly. He said, if you had to think about it, you were dead. You know, you hear they trained you to where it's a reflex. You don't have to think about it. Boom, you hear a noise. Bam, you're on the ground. Okay? But that's the way it's got to be with us. When the devil comes with some kind of counterattack against you, you don't have time to call me up. It's too late for counseling. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's never too late, don't get me wrong. But it's not supposed to be that way. When the devil rears his ugly head in your life by circumstances or any other means, If you're a trained soldier in the army of God, you should know what to do instantly. Wow. As a reflex. Amen. You know, somebody says something ugly to you, what's your weapon against that? Forgive. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to go fast and pray 3 days about it. Forgive. That's how you defeat the enemy. Forgive. Yeah, but forgive, I said. Get trained. Quit being stupid. Quit letting the devil beat you up. Forgive instantly. Your first thought, forgive.
It's your weapon.
That is your weapon in this army. Okay? Same kind of, you know, that's the kind of thing we're talking about, to where it's just natural. It becomes as normal as breathing air. I don't have to go fast and pray at this point, thank God. And I got other faults, okay? Remember, I get to teach this Bible study, so anyway. I'm working on stuff. We're all working on stuff, okay? But, you know, at this point, anyone that's been saved 5 years shouldn't have to go fast and pray for 3 days to finally get it straight if they ought to forgive somebody or not. For crying out loud, people, let's grow up. Let's get past this baby stuff and do some work for God.
Amen.
Possess the land. Are y'all with me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I was asking the Lord, well, where do we start? What basics? All right. Come up with this title, Faith versus Feelings. Now, most of this tonight, I'm just going to read it. We'll make a few comments along. The first thing you're going to have to learn in order to live victoriously as a child of God while still living in this world is you must take your stand on the Word of God as being absolute truth. This is on the Faith versus Feelings lesson page. Most people live their lives based on their emotions and their feelings. In the kingdom of God, that will result in certain defeat every time. Every time. If the devil can keep you in the realm of emotions and feelings and mental thinking, he will defeat you every time. If you can keep him in the arena of faith, real faith, which that's what we're going to talk about, real faith. What is it? How do I do it? If you can keep him in that arena, you'll defeat him every time. Okay? Okay, let me read that sentence again. In the kingdom of God, living by feelings will result in certain defeat every time. The devil will talk you out of every blessing of God, every one of them, if you base truth on circumstances or your feelings. Every decision must be based on what does the Word say. When Jesus was himself face to face with his mortal enemy, Satan, in the wilderness, after he'd fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and the devil came to tempt him, this was his defense, Luke 4:4, and Jesus answered him saying, "It is written." Everyone say, "It is written."
It is written.
Now that's your weapon. Knowing the Word of God, that is your, you know, we taught a series here a while back on putting on the whole armor of God. The only offensive weapon in there is the Word of God. That is your weapon. Every time. Not your feelings, not reasonings, not your emotions, not what your neighbor said about it, not what your unbelieving preacher said about it. Hallelujah. You know what I'm talking about. Not what all those friends said either. What does the Word of God say? Jesus defeated the devil with the same weapon that we have. It is written, it is written, it is written. You don't need some special revelation from God. You don't need to go fast and pray. What you need is the Word of God in you in abundance. Well, whatever the devil says, the first thing your little spiritual Rolodex runs real quick, and you hear what the Word of God says, and you say that. And you'll defeat that rat every time. He's got no defense whatsoever against it. Everything that he does is designed to move you off of it. But if the only thing that comes out of your mouth is the Word of God, I don't care what it looks like, I don't care what it feels like, you will win every single time. Either that, or God's going to have to quit being God, because he said a lie. Jesus said, "Father, thy word is truth." Truth. When you're saying the Word of God, you're saying truth. And it will work every time for everybody. There's no such thing as it working for Tony and not working for Pat. God's not a respecter of persons. What are you saying? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is just for Tony? The blood of Jesus is just for Tony? Tony will win, but Pat won't? No, it'll work for anybody that'll do it, see? We just haven't been disciplined. We have not been trained to have it in our hearts in abundance. Hallelujah. Now, I want to give you an example from my own life. This was in 1980, the 4th of July, about 2:30 in the morning when this event happened. This is when I got born again. I had been listening and going to a Bible study, very similar to this one, for about 6 months. Okay? I was home alone, by myself, and I had been thinking about this and thinking about it. I was finally convinced, and I was going to do what I had been taught to do at that Bible study in order to get saved. Okay? Now, and I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. If the man that had taught us, Michael Muccio was his name, he's the one that trained us, if he had not pounded into me faith, what faith really is, the devil would have flat talked me out of my salvation and I'd probably be dead today, because I was almost an alcoholic, if I wasn't really. I was drinking like a fish. Sue and I, being as nice as we knew how to be to each other, which we were really trying, we were headed for divorce. That marriage wouldn't have lasted more than another year or two.
Tell him where I was when
you got... I wasn't going to. We were just heathen, you know. The night I got saved, Sue and a bunch of her girlfriends was out at the stripper bar, the male stripper bar, stuffing $5 and $10 bills, you know, in their shorts, just having a great time drinking like fish, you know.
Girl, hush your mouth.
Fred says, "Girl, hush your mouth." Hey, the week before, I mean, we were just sinners. What can you already expect? You know, we're just lost people. Just lost people trying to escape from the pressures of life like everybody else. Okay? Because we didn't know God. The week before, I mean, I drank like a fish. I used to leave $100 tips on the table just to impress the waitress.
Hey, come to my restaurant.
Yeah. That was only after I was pretty drunk, okay? But I stayed nearly drunk all the time. In those days, I had to have a flask. I was so on the alcohol, I had to have I always wore a suit in those days. We made a lot of money. I was in real estate. And I had to have a flask in my coat pocket. I kept a bottle in the glove box of the car. I kept a bottle in the lower right hand desk of my, you know.
No question.
Yeah. And I mean, I was never without it. I'd start sweating and trembling if I knew I was away from it.
You're
okay.
An
all right.
Yeah.
And besides that, I don't mind to tell you, I mean, you know, if we're going to just tell all, because the glory goes to God. I mean, I had been a subscriber to, I didn't go buy Playboy, I subscribed to Playboy. You understand me? They delivered it to my house, okay? And I had been that way for like 15 years. I was real proud of my collection. I didn't have a missing issue. I did not have a missing issue. Yeah. For like 15 years. We're just your old sinners, you know, what do you expect, you know? What do you expect without God? You know, that's what you do, you just sin, you know? Y'all think I got born again or not, Sue and I?
Yeah.
Okay, now.
If God delivered you all from all that,
hallelujah. That's the whole point. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, that's the whole, but I want y'all to listen to how I got saved now, because if I had gone by feelings, we'd still be in the bars, we'd still be just like we was, because the devil did his best to talk me out of it. Probably I'd be dead, because I was drinking so much. I'd have probably been in a car wreck or something, you know. But anyway, example. Y'all see example on the page?
Yes.
The night I got born again, I experienced no emotions at all. Now again, it was in my living room at a different house, 2:30 in the morning, 4th of July, 1980. You know, the only reason I really remember that happened to be the 4th of July. Okay? There wasn't anybody else there. I tell you what I did, I got a couple of those tapes back out that Michael had taught at the Bible studies where he talked about how to be born again. I listened to them again. I checked out every scripture, and I just did what he said. Okay? I confessed my sins to the Lord. I went to Romans 10, 9, and 10, which we're going to... Yeah, I got it on here in a minute. I did what that said, and, you know, to get saved in my living room. Now... The night I got born again, I experienced no emotions at all. It was the driest, deadest thing you ever did in your life. It was when I got through with the sinner's prayer, and I know I've seen a lot of people, you know, get saved and they just cry and slobber and sling snot and everything, you know. And, you know, well, praise God, you know, and that whatever works, you know. I'm just telling you, in my case, there was nothing. I mean, it was like I might as well have said, "How now?" Brown cow. Nothing. There was no rush of emotions. I didn't hear angels' wings. I didn't hear a heavenly choir. Shafts of light did not penetrate through the ceiling. You know? I mean, I read about things like that, and I praise God for it, but I'm just telling you it didn't happen with me. It was as dry and dead as anything you ever saw. Well, some people do have emotions. I didn't. Now, immediately, now get this, immediately I heard a voice in my ear saying, "See, it didn't work for you. You're not changed. You don't feel any different. You are not born again. You have just been too evil." Okay? Now, thank God that the man who led me to the Lord had taught me faith believes what God says. He had pounded that into us and pounded that into us for 6 months. If he hadn't have, I probably would have believed the devil, walked away from my own salvation, believed it didn't work. I did remember, because he had said that. Faith believes what God says. I turned in my Bible to Romans 10, 9, which says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." I said out loud, notice I underline that, I said out loud, don't ever fight the devil with thoughts. Jesus did not defeat the devil with thoughts. He said it is written. He said it is written. If the devil can keep you in the mental thinking realm, he'll beat you. That's his playground. I said out loud, devil, look at this. And I took my Bible and opened it up to that verse. It said, this says that if I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I am saved. I say with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I am saved, whether I feel like it or not. Devil, you're a liar. I believe what God says. God cannot lie. I am saved. Now, I didn't feel nothing. I'm telling you, it was the deadest, driest thing. Okay? The devil didn't run off either. Are you okay? I mean, I'm still clear up till I went to bed. This is going on. Now, the next morning, I'll never forget it. The instant my eyes opened, the very next morning, I remember instantly. Oh, the devil gets up early, by the way. He gets up when you get up. The instant my eyes opened, I'll never forget it. Instantly, before I had time to even think anything, I heard that voice again. It said, see, it didn't work for you. You're not changed. You don't feel any different. You're not born again. You have been just too evil. God doesn't love you. In fact, you have a headache. And I did. I mean, I hadn't noticed it till I heard that. Man, I mean, I was having just a head-pounding, blinding... I used to get tunnel vision headaches where the pain, it would get to be like I really didn't have any peripheral vision anymore. You know, I would have to turn my head to see who's over there. It was just blinding headaches. I used to have those all the time. Found out later it was a spirit. This woman cast a spirit out of me. I've never had one since. Glory to God. But anyway, he said, you have a headache. And I did. My head was just pounding. Now, I was tempted for just a moment to agree with the devil. Well, maybe it didn't work, you know. Do y'all know if I would have agreed with him and gave up, it wouldn't have worked? That's why people lose their healing. That's why people get divorced. That's why people don't believe their kids back home. That's why they don't have enough money. Just agreeing with the devil. Just agreeing with the devil, that's all. That's the only weapon he's got. Get you believing what he says instead of what God says. Now, was it true I had a headache? Absolutely. Was it true that I had no feelings whatsoever? I felt no goosebumps, no love chills from God. I felt nothing, no shafts of light, no angels appeared, no heavenly choir. All of that was true. The devil will use the circumstances and he uses what you're feeling to talk to you and get you to agree with him instead of what God says. All right? I thought about it for a moment to agree with the devil, but then I remembered what faith is. Thank God for Michael Muccio. So I opened my Bible again and underlined, said out loud. Michael had told me, don't fight the devil with your thoughts. He'll beat you. You fight him with words, just like Jesus did. All right? And I said, devil, look at this. This says that if I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I am saved. I say with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I am saved, whether I feel like it or not. Devil, you are a liar. I believe what God says. God cannot lie. I am saved. Now, all day long, I felt no blessing, and my head continued to pound with a headache, and I mean it was a bad one. I still remember it all these years later. Pounded on me. Do you think the devil left me alone during that day? Are you kidding me? This went on. Now, I was like Fred here a while ago. I had to go to my real estate office and do things. I didn't, stand up on top of my desk. Devil, you're a liar. Probably would have been better off to do it. You know, today I probably would. I could care less, but then I didn't. I'd go out. We had a little courtyard area there at that office complex. I went out there and did it. I remember once I went and got in my car and drove around for a little while shouting at the devil, You can do it if you're serious. If you want to win, you can find a way to do it. If you want to win. Okay? But all day long, I felt no blessing in my head. I mean, Randy's a truck driver. He can ride around all day screaming at the devil, can't you, Randy? Hallelujah. All day long, I felt no blessing, and my head continued to pound with a headache. Now, the next morning, exactly that same scenario. Everything happened again. Still had the headache. My head was still pounding. And I'll be honest with you, by that point, I'm beginning to think, Boy, I wonder if this is the way it's going to be the rest of my life. I haven't felt anything. I don't feel any change. I'm just hanging on to what Michael had told me to do. Am I going to have this headache the rest of my life? Well, if this is what being a Christian is, it's not exactly what I hoped, But I know what Mike said. He told me what faith is. He says, God can't lie. That was the only thing, and that's why this comes first. That's all that I had. And people, it's all you have. The Word of God is your victory. The devil, everything he does. Mark chapter 4, Jesus said, if you don't understand this parable, you don't understand all of them. Persecutions, afflictions, the cares of this world, what reason do they come? To choke the Word and make it unfruitful. To turn you away from the Word. That's what the devil was trying to do with me. You don't feel no different. It didn't work for you. If God loved you, you wouldn't be having that headache. Michael told you that he healed you too. Do you feel healed, boy? Do you feel? Yeah, God loves you. Why didn't he heal you of that headache? See, I'm leaving out a lot of stuff. Those are all those kind of thoughts went through my mind. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, he was doing his best to talk me out of it. Accusing God, accusing me, trying to talk me out of my own salvation. I held on that day too. Okay? I just kept on. Just kept on. I began to wonder, how long am I going to have to do this? Till I die? Well, I was ready to if that's what it took. The one thing about me, I was raised by O.R. Carpenter, and I just don't have any quitting sense. I just don't have any quitting sense. My dad was in the Battle of the Bulge. He was in World War II. And he's one of them that come back alive, too. Hallelujah. And and plus we had a construction business, concrete business. How many of you ever poured concrete in Oklahoma in a 100-degree heat? Concrete is no... God is no respecter of persons. Neither is concrete. It doesn't care if your elbows are so sore and your knees and shoulders are so sore and that stuff is setting up so fast because of the heat. And it could care less that your head's getting dizzy and that you're so sick at your stomach you're about to throw up. And it doesn't care. It's going to set up anyway, and you have to stay with the job until it's done. And that was the kind of life that I grew up in, was doing concrete. So there's another training. You just don't have any quitting sense. You just don't quit. Well, if you don't quit, you win.
Right.
You win every time, see? All right? Where was we here? Devil, you're a liar. God cannot lie. I am saved. All day long I felt no blessing, and my head continued to pound with a headache. Now the next morning, exactly the same thing had happened. My head was still pounding. All I had to base my faith on was what the Word of God says in Romans 10:9. I kept saying it and saying it and saying it. Now on the third morning, I'll never forget that morning through eternity, I don't think. The feelings came. The sky was bluer. The grass was greener. Jesus loved me. My feet, when I walked, just didn't quite touch the floor. Y'all know that honeymoon stage, And I knew way down in my knower that I was going to live with God forever, And it was wonderful. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? You ever have that feeling? Don't you wish that lasted? It's just exactly like a honeymoon, But it sure was wonderful. And I was glad for those feelings. I'm telling you, I've never been the same since. Okay? But now, okay, I wept, I worshiped, I prayed. I could feel the presence of God's love with me. And my headache was gone, by the way. Now, here's the thing. The feelings are great. But when they come, they're simply a bonus. Look, I was just as much saved the first day as I was the third. See, when you go up to get prayed for, to receive your healing, and maybe that healing doesn't manifest for 2 months, okay? And you're hanging on to your healing just like I hung on to my salvation. Thank you, Lord, I believe I received when I prayed. I thank you, Lord, for my healing. I thank you that I'm healed, Lord. I bless your holy name for it, Father. You're just as much healed at that 2 month day when it came, when the manifested came, as the day you stood in the prayer line. I was just as much saved that morning, 2:30, on the 4th of July, when I first made that confession, as I was 3 days later when the feelings came. I was just as saved. If I'd have died within those 3 days, I'd have gone straight to heaven. No doubt about that. All right? But you think the devil, if he tempted Jesus, what do y'all think? He going to tempt you?
Amen.
What do you think? See? And everything he's doing is designed to push you off the Word. That's all. Trying to get you to agree with him rather than what the Word says. Because he is defenseless against the Word. Anyone that will stand on the word, will not budge off of it, stay on the word, will whip the devil every time. He is defenseless against it. That's why all that persecution, affliction, trouble, cares of this world, every bit of it is designed for one thing and one thing only, to choke the word. He's not afraid of Patrick. He's afraid of the word in Patrick. That's what he's afraid of, because that word in Patrick is what the Holy Ghost uses to enforce the victory of Jesus. Y'all with me? Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, one other thing. This is the last paragraph on the first page. Those honeymoon feelings did not last forever either. Now get this. They went away after a few weeks. I got to stop for a minute. Y'all got to understand what I'm talking about. It was wonderful. It was wonderful, Leonard. I didn't care anymore about the world. I really didn't. I mean, I was flaky for a few weeks, okay? I didn't really even want to go to my office. I didn't want to sell any more real estate, you know? All I wanted to do was stay at home and read my Bible. Worship God and tell Jesus that I loved Him, you know? Walk around in my bathrobe and unshaven for 3 days worshiping God. I was weird, I tell you. I remember that. I was weird. But, I mean, something, I was different. It was, you know, the whole world is different. Well, let me just tell you all from experience. You got to go to work, you old lazy, spiritual, flaky thing. You got mouths to feed, you know. I did too, eventually. Hallelujah. Anyway, those feelings, they went away after a few weeks. And then the devil, he tried to convince me that I had somehow failed God now. See, the feelings were gone. And now, God just didn't love me anymore. Well, you know, so the devil comes. He couldn't get me to stop in the beginning, so now he's trying to get me to think I backslid somehow when I wasn't looking. You know? Well, somehow you blew it. You know, the feelings are gone. He's lifted his presence. No, he didn't lift his presence. Those feelings just don't last forever. Okay? It's like a honeymoon thing. I didn't know that then, though. But the devil was telling me, you backslid, you failed God, you know, you did something. Now God doesn't love you anymore. The devil tried to make me think that feelings, see, he was trying to get me to go by the feelings, that somehow those were more reliable as a gauge of God's love for me than what the Word says. See? You can't go by feelings. The devil will use them to tell you lies. You know? You can't trust your feelings. Everyone say that. Say, you can't trust your feelings. See, you can trust the Word of God. Feelings change moment by moment. Have y'all noticed that? Have y'all noticed that? Who all wants off the roller coaster? Yeah, you know? Oh, hallelujah, I'm saved, and glory to God, I speak with tongues more than y'all, and I cast out devils, and I lay hands on the sick. Lord, where is the devil? Let me at one, you know, one day. Super Christian, you know, Rambo Christian, hallelujah. Let me at them devils, glory to God. Walk into a Sears Roebuck going, you know, let me get my hand. You got a devil? Come out, you know. You know, Rambo Christian one day, because you feel, you know, you got them feelings. Everything's just going just right. Everything's feeling just right, you know, and you just feel good that day. So glory to God, He loves me. God's fighting for me. He's on my side. Hallelujah. Where somebody lost, I'll witness to him. You know, I don't care if they stone me. Go ahead, stone me. God will raise me from the dead. Hallelujah. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. Those days, you know, and then that other day, for no apparent reason, you wake up and you just, you know, it just no real reason for it. But that day, you know, you just, and maybe your circumstances that day aren't real good, you know, maybe you're behind on some of your payments, or maybe somebody talked ugly to you that you like, and it hurts you, you know, or something.
Till Thursday, going through hell again,
that's right. You know, and that day,
don't stop.
Now see, if you go by feelings on that day, the devil's going to do everything he can to get you to backslide. He's going to start saying stuff like, this Christian life's just too hard. It just never was really.
Oh,
it just never was really
oh,
cut out for you, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all have heard that voice. That's the devil. That's the devil. God don't talk like that, you know. He don't talk failure. He don't believe in failure. He don't believe in going halfway across the lake. He believes in going all the way across the lake. He believes in you doing what He told you to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's good preaching, Gary. Go on. I think I will. Hallelujah. Well, I'm tired of the roller coaster. Aren't you tired of the roller coaster? Up one day and down the next. Jesus loves me and I fail God. No, up and down, you know. Oh, brother, you know. Oh, and the devil likes to keep you right there. He likes to keep you right there. Comments at the end, if y'all don't care. These tapes.
Like the starving man was out walking around one day praying for food, and it started raining soup, and all he could find was a fork.
That's bad. Yeah, that's a bad day. That's a bad day. Hallelujah. Okay, let me see if I finish this page here. Okay, see, here's the thing. He just got it. Fred just got it. Hallelujah. Okay, the Word of God never changes, right? See, that's the thing. Your emotions are going to go up and down. Your feelings are going to go up and down. Your circumstances are going to go up and down if you haven't figured that out yet. Okay? But the Word never changes. And it's the only... The Word of God is it's the only thing that's a secure enough foundation for you to make your stand of faith on. Never be moved by feelings. Amen? Can I get a witness? Y'all got that part? All right. Now, let me show you what we've got here on these next two pages. We're not going to do page 3. That's just for your reference. Page 2, where it says confession page, this is where I'm going to lead y'all in these confessions. And by the time we get through with this page, you're going to be blasted with the Word of God. You're going to feel something on the inside go off on the inside of you, and you're going to feel faith rising up on the inside of you. Now I'm telling you now, the reason for the scripture page, when you start taking this home and doing it on your own, now the devil is going to start assailing your mind. He always comes with the same thing he came against Eve with in the garden. Has God said? See, and he's going to say, because one of these, for example, is the Father loves me. Quote that in a minute. The Father loves me. The Father likes me. I'm going to get you quoting that, see? And the devil's going to come, like, since when? You know? You know how you are, Fred. When did God start taking a liking to you? You know? You know? Okay. Well, that's the reason for the scripture page. Y'all turn. Go ahead and look at the scripture page for a minute. Even if somewhere down on the inside of you, there's some residue of thinking, God just might not really come through for me. You're just like the tank commander, the guy operating the tank, thinking, I wonder if my government is going to send gasoline to run the tank. Maybe they just forgot about me. Maybe I didn't do my boot camp just right or something. And I hope they remember to send me gasoline, and maybe they won't. Is that guy going to? You know, he's in trouble, isn't he? All right, you're the same way. As long as the devil's got something down on the inside of you going, you know, God really. I mean, you know, Gary tried to convince you, you know, but. Really, you and I both know how you are. And, you know, God just... You think God's going to provide all your needs according to His riches and glory? But why would God provide your needs, Larry? I mean, you know what you said to so-and-so. You hit Gary in the back last week, you know? He was trying to help me. Hallelujah. But the devil will even use something like that. He'll use something like that. I mean, something you did with the very best of intentions. It didn't work out the way you thought. And the devil will say, see there, too, I told you he's a slimy dog, you know. Yeah. And God's going to provide all your needs. Get real. And your only defense against that kind of stuff is to come right back to this page. Come back to what God says. Get it straight. Get a revelation, church. Get a revelation. God likes you. Big, heavy revelation is worth the price of admission. Just for that. God likes you. The whole gospel is peace on earth, goodwill toward man. Now, not necessarily goodwill among men, but God was saying, as far as I'm concerned, the blood of Jesus has made peace between God and man. I am your friend and I like you. I'll help you all you'll let me. It's good preaching. Hallelujah. Okay, now we're going to go to the confession page. And I'm going to stay pretty formal with this. And what I want to do, I'm going to say it. Whenever I pause, y'all say what I said. And I'm going to go fairly slow, because these tapes go all over the country, you guys. And some of the people that get these tapes have desperate situations. Okay? Life and death, some of them. And I know they're going to use these tapes, because they're not... A lot of these people are in states where there is not a good church. I mean, within driving distance of them, there's not a Word of Faith church or a real, you know... a spirit-filled type church where they can even go and get with believers of like precious faith. We're so blessed here. Okay? So let's try and stay with the program here, and I'll try not very much from it either, but this is to help them and it's to help you. You can use this tape yourself. The more you speak this, the stronger you'll become. This is your boot camp drilling. Now, I'm the sergeant. Everyone here is the buck privates. Okay? I'm just the drill sergeant tonight, okay? So suck it up, men, women. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am saved.
I am saved.
I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
I am born again.
I am born again.
The Father loves me.
The Father loves me.
The Father likes me.
The Father likes me.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus likes me.
Jesus likes me.
The Holy Spirit loves me.
The Holy Spirit loves me.
The Holy Spirit likes me.
The Holy Spirit likes me.
I will live forever with God.
I will live forever with God.
He is happy about that.
He is happy about that.
So am I.
So am I.
God likes to talk with me.
God likes to talk with me.
I like to talk with God.
I like to talk with God.
We are friends.
We are friends.
Boy, that one right there. Oh, I'm sorry. Breaking my own rule. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Over my life.
Over my life.
The devil.
The devil.
Has no authority.
Has no authority.
Over me.
Over me.
At all.
All.
I said at all.
I said at all.
None.
None.
Zero.
Zero.
Nada.
Nada.
Zilch.
Zilch.
Okay. I am.
I am.
What the Word says I am.
What the Word says I am.
I can have.
I can have.
What the Word says I can have.
What the Word says I can have.
I can do.
I can do.
What the Word says I can do.
What the Word says I can do.
Feelings.
Feelings.
Do not change.
Do not change.
The Word of God.
The Word of God.
I live by the Word.
I live by the Word.
I live by what God says.
I live by what God says.
Not by feelings.
Not by feelings.
When good feelings come.
When good feelings come.
They're a bonus.
They're a bonus.
When bad feelings come.
When bad feelings come.
They're an attack.
They're an attack.
I praise God.
I praise God.
And they go.
And they go.
He has saved me by grace.
He has saved me by grace.
Whoops, sorry, I missed one. Back up. God knew I was a mess.
God knew I was a mess.
When he saved me.
When he saved me.
He has saved me by grace.
He has saved me by grace.
He has saved me.
He has saved me.
Mess and all.
Mess and all.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That's good news, isn't it?
Amen.
He is not condemning me.
He is not condemning me.
He is always helping me.
He is always helping me.
I always run to God.
I always run to God.
When I sin.
When I sin.
Not from Him.
Not from Him.
There is never-ending power.
There is never-ending power.
In the blood.
In the blood.
To forgive me.
To forgive me.
And to cleanse me.
And to cleanse me.
As long as I don't give up.
As long as I don't give up.
On the blood.
On the blood.
God will not give up.
God will not give up.
On me.
On me.
God is love.
God is love.
He always thinks.
He always thinks.
The best of me.
The best of me.
He believes.
He believes.
I will win.
I will win.
I am never alone.
I am never alone.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit
is always with me.
Is always with me.
I can trust Him.
I can trust Him.
I am a new creature.
I am a new creature.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
The old me is dead.
The old me is dead.
I say what God says.
I say what God says.
Every day.
Every day.
I think more like God.
Think more like God.
Every day.
Every day.
The Holy Spirit changes me.
The Holy Spirit changes me.
As I say.
As I say.
What God says.
What God says.
I believe what God believes.
I believe what God believes.
He could never lie to me.
He could never lie to me.
My life is blessed.
My life is blessed.
By God.
By God.
Satan cannot curse.
Satan cannot curse
what God has blessed.
What God has blessed.
I make every decision.
I make every decision.
Based on what God says.
Based on what God says.
I never make decisions.
I never make decisions.
Based on circumstances.
Based on circumstances.
Speaking God's word.
Speaking God's word.
Brings blessing.
Brings blessing.
Speaking bad circumstances.
Speaking bad circumstances.
Brings cursing.
Brings cursing.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
My mate is blessed.
My mate is blessed.
My children are blessed.
My children are blessed.
My house is blessed.
My house is blessed.
My car is blessed.
My car is blessed.
My job is blessed.
My job is blessed.
My friends are blessed.
My friends are blessed.
My enemies are blessed.
My enemies are blessed.
I love you, Father.
I love you.
with all of my heart,
with all of my soul,
with all of my mind,
with all of my strength.
Your word is truth.
I believe your word.
Thank you for loving me.
And saving me.
And blessing me.
Thank you for the blood.
Of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Can y'all feel something on the inside of you? Can't you feel that? Hallelujah. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise for his word. Hallelujah. 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 What kind of human beings are y'all going to be on the earth if you went around 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day and just took that page right there and got out by yourself somewhere and just said that out loud?
And that only took 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You could, not reading it.
Not reading it won't work. Reading it, forget reading it. Don't throw it away. Reading it will not help you. Please understand that. If you don't understand that, I failed you tonight. Because reading it will not help you. Saying it defeats the enemy. And only saying it. God works in the earth one way and not two. He works with words. Everything that's here was created by the Word of God, the spoken Word of God, and everything responds to the spoken Word of God. It does not respond to thoughts. That is New Age. Now get it straight. That is false doctrine. It won't work. It won't work. The devil will eat your lunch.
Even the world has found out so much about how words affect us, how the words that we speak out over ourselves and over our children affect the way we think and the way we act.
Your body will respond to this. We'll start quoting healing scriptures. Your body will respond. It was made by... Everyone say, my body.
My body
was created by the Word of God,
like everything else.
My body responds
to the spoken Word of God,
like everything else. When the Word of God starts becoming bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh, your body will line up with it. It'll just flat line up with it. Hallelujah. What kind of human beings would you guys be if you just this one lesson, just tonight? Just this, on this page.
More than conquerors.
I mean, the devil will tremble when Fred wakes up. Oh, God, is he up again? Oh, not Fred. Man, he cast out 5 of my spirits yesterday. He cast 5 spirits out of people that I've had for years yesterday. Oh, don't tell me Fred's getting out of bed again.
Come out! Boy, you keep speaking that over me.
Hallelujah. Or, let's see, who's got that gospel entrepreneur calling? Just take Tony. Okay? Tony wakes up. The devil's going, oh, not Tony? Oh, Tony!
Put it back. Go back to sleep.
Tony, he took $1 million out of my world system. The devil thinks it's his system, see? He took $1 million out of my system last week and put it into the gospel. And he didn't have to fast and pray for 3 months to be able to do it.
Broke the gates of France.
Yeah. Oh, not, don't tell me Tony's getting out of bed again. Don't tell me that. See? Elizabeth. Oh, not Elizabeth. Don't tell me Elizabeth is up. For years, I controlled her with false doctrine and feelings. And then she set her mind on the truth, on the Word, and only the Word. And she wouldn't quit saying it. And she wouldn't quit saying it. And she wouldn't quit saying it. And now, no matter what traps I throw at her, no matter what kinds of false doctrine I throw at her, she's free. Because she's free. And I can't trap her anymore. And the worst part is, she's getting so many other people free. Amen. Don't tell me Elizabeth got up. No.
Hallelujah.
No.
Hallelujah.
And then the devil's going, now I'm the one with the headache. Oh, no. Hallelujah. Now that's the kind of army we're supposed to be, you guys. And do you like this?
Yes.
If you don't do this, you won't change.
Yes, that's right.
You won't change. It's the doing. At boot camp, the next, you know, I'm sure the first day, maybe everybody starts out full of some kind of zeal. Hey, bless God, we're going into the Army, Navy, whatever, you know, and we're here. And they run you, 15 miles till you puke your guts out, you know. And then the next morning you wake up and everything hurts, your eyelashes hurt, and there's nothing in you that wants to get out of bed and run 15 miles. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? But what do they do? What do they do? They jerk you out of that bed. They get you on that track. And you're going to run 20 miles, you know, or you're going to run whatever. Why? Because they're trying to save your life. I'm trying to do the same thing tonight. I'm tired of the devil whipping up on everybody. I'm tired of it. He's only doing it by deception. He's only doing it by what he's programmed you to believe.
Amen.
That's all it is. He has no power over you at all. None. None whatsoever. He can only whip you if he can deceive you into whipping yourself. If he can get you to believe that God's cut off your supply lines, if you believe it, see, because everything from God does come by faith.
Hallelujah.
And if he can get you believing by circumstances and feelings that God's cut off your supply, there's no gas for your tank, man, well, you're just going to have to stop, you know. You wind up selling your car and moving to some other state. You can't stay at the prayer center no more. Can't stay here, you know, we're out of money. You know. See, and the people are laughing all over. And listen, it's the same devil. He talks that way to all of us. Yes, sir.
When we read the Bible, should we speak it out loud?
Yeah.
As reading?
Yes,
it
most beneficial.
What? Okay, now, yes, it would be good to do that. The main thing, you could just take this page. I'm going to give every week. There's going to be a confession page. I don't know if all of them are going to be this long. I wanted to blast you tonight. I wanted to get you started. I want something for you to chew on between now and next Thursday. What do you think? Even three times a day, if you just said that out loud. Yes, sir.
About 2 weeks ago, I got a...
Talk a little louder.
I got a confession sheet from the church.
Uh-huh.
I got it from Derek, really, last summer.
Uh-huh.
And 2 weeks ago, I started confessing my finances.
Mm-hmm.
I do it about three times a day. I was just telling Sue on the way over here. And last week, I lost a $10 an hour job.
Mm-hmm.
Right
mm-hmm.
as I started confessing.
Let's see. Now, wait a minute. So you're saying that affliction came. Now, you started speaking the word, and then all of a sudden, affliction and cares of this world came. Isn't that interesting? Okay, go ahead.
But because of where the Holy Spirit had brought me in praise and worship,
mm-hmm.
I continued to worship God,
mm-hmm.
and the area where he had brought me in praise and worship made me still kick in and stay. In the past, I would have put it down.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have diverted my attention.
You would have quit making the confession.
Yes. In the past, would have done that. And he would have diverted my attention from what God, the Holy Spirit, was directing me to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I've continued to do so, and already I've gotten another job.
Hallelujah.
For four or five days' time.
Hallelujah.
And just today, it's been on my heart all this time. I go... See the scriptures I've gotten marked out, and I'm thinking, why am I doing this? And I've been doing this for years, but just today the Holy Spirit says, go back to Romans and go from Romans through all the epistles and read the scriptures that you have
marked
in highlighting, and don't read them, but confess them.
Hallelujah.
Prayerfully as you go. And I've just done that today for the first time.
That's the Holy Ghost.
For the first time I've done that. So now I see why he's had me to do all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought, you know, where am I going, you know.
Hallelujah.
I know these are main scriptures and I should memorize them, but it's not just memorizing them and
Hallelujah.
Getting those scriptures in my heart, but I can use those to pray in my prayer.
It's even more so than that.
That should become a fire.
See, it's even more so every time you do that, every time you guys take this page or every time you take those scriptures and you, every time you say it, you're putting it in your heart in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting it in your heart. It's just exactly, one time the Lord gave me a picture like this. You know when they built, how many of y'all were around here before they built Keystone Dam? You know, we got a few old timers. I remember when there was, I remember when there was no Keystone Dam, you know. And they built that thing, you know. And then, I mean, so now you got the dam built, but there's still just a little trickle of water, you know, until they finally closed that gate and that thing started filling up. It took a long time. It took a while for that lake to form. What we call Keystone Lake now, I remember when there wasn't such a thing. See? Well, when you start confessing the Word of God, at first what you're doing, you're filling the reservoir. There's not power yet. You're filling the reservoir. I mean, okay, I'm 50 years old, and let's say there was some area. Let's say I just today found out, somebody told me, did you know Jesus is a healer? Maybe I had never heard that before in my life. Jesus is a healer? No, I didn't know that. So they take me through the Bible. They find me some scriptures to show me, you know, by His stripes you were healed. Himself bare your sicknesses and carried your pains. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgives all thine iniquities and heals all thy disease. So I said, well, I never knew that was in there. They said, well, yeah, it's in there. Okay, now my whole life, 50 years, I've been programmed to think that when I get sick, I'm on my own, basically. I got to go to the doctor. I got, you know, and I'm not against doctors. Dear God, you know, if it wasn't for doctors, I wouldn't be here either, you know. But I didn't know. I just didn't know that Jesus was a healer. Now, do you think because that guy just told me that today that suddenly faith has come? No, that's head knowledge. I just got head knowledge. I have no relationship with Jesus the healer yet. See? But what do? I start taking these scriptures here. I find those three or four scriptures. I start walking the floor. Oh, I just thank you and I worship you, Lord, that by the stripes of Jesus I am healed. Oh, you himself bore my sicknesses and carried my pains. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you. Every time I do that, it's like another bucket of water filling into the reservoir. And that reservoir is filling up. And that reservoir is filling up. It's not coming out yet with power, but one day, that reservoir is going to get right up full to the brim. And then when you open the mouth, just like a dam, when they open those gates and that water starts rushing through there with power, turning those turbines that are in there, starts generating that electricity, that's power. And that'll happen to you when you get full of the Word and it's in you in abundance, like a reflex now. It's like a reflex. You don't have to fast and pray and replay your tapes to find out. No, it's in you in abundance. Jesus not heal me? Jesus not? I can't comprehend such a thing as that. I can't comprehend that. Jesus not provide my needs? I can't even... That. You might as well tell me that, you know, that the grass is blue or something. I mean, you know, it just doesn't make sense. It gets into you. It's bone of your bone. It's flesh of your flesh. It's you. The Word has become flesh. The Word has become you. You have become the Word. It's bone of your bone, flesh of your flesh. Absolutely. It's just, okay, the same thing would be like, I'm sorry, but remember this goes out now. Go ahead.
It's like, that's how I pray. I read the Psalms a lot, and I pray automatically. I don't pray words, I just pray scriptures.
Pray the scripture. You can get to where, like, you can just automatically convert it to confession form, right?
Just automatically, it's in your spirit so much that you just automatically, the scriptures come out. You know, try to think of praying, it just comes out, and you pray like, I like to say many of my afflictions and troubles. And weaknesses of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us
out of them all. Yeah,
and that's the one I use. Lord.
Yeah, hallelujah.
But all the other scriptures, when I go, I believe you can be in the Spirit both in tongues and in English.
Mm-hmm.
And when you pray, the scriptures are
that'll be another night.
Yeah.
one thing at a time. It's boot camp. That when they was teaching you about your M16, how to take it apart, they weren't telling you about tanks.
No.
You understand what I'm saying? Now tonight we're just talking about confession, but now. It starts with agreeing with God. We're going to run through this one more time. We got time on the tape, okay? Let's do it again. It's good for you. It's good for you. All right? Hallelujah. Get your confession page out. Hallelujah. I still hear pages turning. Are we there? Say, I am saved.
I am saved.
I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
I am born again.
I am born again.
The Father loves me.
The Father loves me.
The Father likes me.
The Father likes me.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus likes me.
Jesus likes me.
The Holy Spirit loves me.
The Holy Spirit loves me.
The Holy Spirit likes me.
The Holy Spirit likes me.
I will live forever with God.
I will live forever with God.
He is happy about that.
He is happy about that.
So am I.
So am I.
God likes to talk with me.
God likes to talk with me.
I like to talk with God.
I like to talk with God.
We are friends.
We are friends.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Over my life.
Over my life.
The devil has no authority over me.
Has no authority over me.
At all.
At all.
I am what the Word says I am.
I am what the Word says I am.
I can have what the Word says I can have.
I can have what the Word says I can have.
I can do what the Word says I can do.
I can do what the Word says I can do.
Feelings do not change.
Feelings do not change.
The Word of God.
The Word of God.
I live by the Word.
I live by the Word.
What God says.
What God says.
Not by feelings.
Not by feelings.
When good feelings come.
When good feelings come,
they are a bonus.
They are a bonus.
When bad feelings come, they're an attack.
They are an attack.
I praise God.
I praise God.
And they go.
They go.
God knew I was a mess. When he saved me,
he
has saved me by grace.
He has saved me,
mess and all.
He is not
condemning
me.
He is always helping me.
I always run to God when I sin.
Not from Him.
There is never-ending power.
In the blood,
to forgive me,
and cleanse me.
As long as I don't give up,
on the blood,
God will not give up.
On me.
God is love.
He always thinks the best of me.
He believes I will win.
I am never alone.
The Holy Spirit is always with me.
I can trust Him.
I am a new creature.
I am a new creation.
The old me is dead.
I say what God says.
Every day.
I think more like God.
Every day.
The Holy Spirit changes me.
As I say what God says.
I believe what God believes.
He could never lie to me.
My life is blessed by God.
Satan cannot curse.
What God has blessed.
I make every decision.
Based on what God says.
I never make decisions.
Based on circumstances.
Speaking God's word.
Brings blessing.
Speaking bad circumstances.
Brings cursing.
I am blessed.
My mate is blessed.
My children are blessed.
My house is blessed.
My car is blessed.
My job is blessed.
My friends are blessed.
My enemies are blessed.
I love you, Father.
With all of my heart.
With all of my soul.
With all of my mind.
With all of my strength.
Your word is truth.
I believe your word.
Thank you for loving me.
And saving me.
And blessing me.
Thank you for the blood.
Of Jesus Christ, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, I beg of you. Please, don't forget to... Don't just not do this between now and next Thursday. At least three times a day. Say that. It takes 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I'll tell you a couple of hints from somebody who's just done this for a long time. Dave is exactly right when he says it doesn't matter how loud you pray in other tongues. You know? There is no such thing as warring tongues, you know? And the reason for that is because you're dealing spirit to spirit with God. So you can, you know, like that. And it's no different from, you know, it doesn't make any difference. But let me tell you, volume does make a difference on confession. And I'll tell you why. Everything that we're doing here is mainly directed at the soul part of us, where we think. The problem is where we think, you guys. Your spirit man is born again, created in the image of God. That's not the problem. The problem is how you think. All right? Now, so we're dealing with our soul here, okay? Now, if I had my granddaughter in here, and she's a very good girl, Lindsay, and pretty well behaved, but there's been times when maybe she was reaching, especially when she was younger, when she was reaching for something that we didn't want her to have, maybe something that would hurt her, okay? And we'd say, no, Lindsay, don't touch that. And that little hand just keeps reaching, you know? And you get a little louder. And you say, Lindsay, don't touch that. And that little hand just keeps reaching, you know? Keeps reaching for it. Now, finally, what are you going to do, people, parents, what are you going to do? Lindsay! Yeah, Lindsay!
No!
And boy, that hand will come back. Now, that's just the way your soul is. Just exactly the way your soul is. It responds to loudness. When Norval Hayes is teaching those terminal cancer patients how to live and not die, and he gets them walking the floor speaking the word for hours at a time, I will live and not die. On one of his tapes, he was counseling Hoda with no hope and no hair. This woman had cancer throughout her body. The doctors had opened her up, looked at her, closed her back up, sent her home to die. This woman had no chance to live at all, none. Okay? Norville got her to doing it. And when he first, I mean, she's weak. By this point, she's bald. I mean, she's, you know, like 80 pounds or something, you know. And so Norville's trying to get her to, she couldn't hardly walk. He'd get her to walk with him. He said, "Now, Hoda, just say what I say. I'll live and not die." You know, and she'd go, I'll live and not die. You know, I'll live and not die. And he'll say, I curse this, no, Norville, I curse this cancer in Jesus' name. Cancer, die. Okay, Norville, cancer, die. I command you to die. He says, Hoda, you're going to die, honey. That will never work. Your soul is being assaulted 24 hours a day by the pain in your body. Your soul is being assaulted 24 hour days by all of these symptoms. He says, that level of speaking is not going to have sufficient impact on your soul to get it to change. You got to speak it like you mean it. You got to speak it with authority. Now, when it comes to confessing God's word, volume makes a difference. This isn't like praying in other tongues. It's just, I do it all the time. I do it in the grocery store. You know, you get used to it. You know, and I can be going down the grocery aisles, and nobody even hardly knows I'm doing it. You know, just my. And if they do look at you funny, you just grin and go, you know, doesn't make any difference. And it's just as powerful because now you're talking spirit to spirit, see? It's spirit to spirit. You're just receiving information. It's like the hard drive on that computer that Dave talks about. But now when you're dealing with the soul, it's just like that little child. And volume makes it. You think it does? You get two men. They start getting into some kind of argument. Well, I think you're ugly, and you know, and you dress funny. Well, he's going to come back at me and say, well, I think you're twice ugly, and your mother dresses you funny. And then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to say, well, is that right? Well, let me talk about that car you got. And then he's going to come back, and then pretty soon we're, you know, that's why cursing enters. Now you're trying to add something else, you know, to some power here. And pretty soon, you know, you're yelling and screaming at each other. Why? Because it's effective. Confessing God's word to that. You know, if you hear a little bitty pop, you know, if somebody opens a pop can, you know, that little shh that it makes, now that, you know, that doesn't startle you, does it? If somebody comes by behind you with a 45 caliber pistol and you don't know it, right next to your ear, they go BLAM! Are you going to react to that? You betcha you're going to react to that. Now your soul is designed that way. Your soul is designed. I'm just giving you something that will help you. The best way to do this, if you can, if you have a place or a field, you know, there's a long trail down there by the church. You know, that pathway that goes out there? Yeah. One of the best things you can do is take this little page right here and just walk down through there and say, when good feelings come, they're a bonus. When bad feelings come, they're an attack. I praise God and they go. God knew I was a mess when He saved me, but He saved me by His grace. He has saved me, mess and all. Glory to God's soul. Are you listening? Pay attention. He is not condemning me, soul. That's the devil. Listen to me, soul. God is always helping me. You know, best thing you can do, get out there somewhere where you can put some volume with those words. Put some volume with this stuff. It has an impact on your soul. You'll transform faster if you can do that. It is effective when it comes to confession. Does that help a little bit? That's just a hint that I've learned over the years.
It has an impact on the devil, too. He knows you need this.
Yeah, well, it does. It's Smith Wigglesworth said, you know, he saw this one. It was Lester Sumrall. I think he was telling what he heard from Smith. But anyway, one of them was getting on a bus. And this lady was fixing to get on the bus, and her little puppy dog had followed her, you know. And she started saying, whatever its name was, Prissy, go on home, go on home. Yeah. And the little dog is still Dame Prissy. Okay. And so the little dog just all happy and everything, you know. It's not paying no attention to you at all. Yeah, just like this dog, you know. Just, you know, it ain't going home, you know. It ain't going home. Okay. But you got to get on the bus, and you don't want Prissy to stay out there next to the street and get run over. So you say it a little louder, right? Prissy, go on home. Going home now. And Prissy's still just happy and I love you. I'm gonna go with you. I love you. You know, and it's just bouncing, you know, bouncing around little dog. There's all, I love you. You know. And finally, you know, you gotta get on the bus. You say, Prissy, get, and Prissy goes, you know. Phew. You know, Prissy's back to the yard. That's the way you got it.
My Christy, I can slice water.
Well, whatever. But Smith Wigglesworth said when he saw that woman do that to her dog, get! And that dog took off. He said, that's the way you got to do the devil.
That's right.
But I'm also telling you, that's a good way to do your soul.
Yeah.
Your soul is impacted. By the sin.
Before you can even deal with it.
That's exactly right.
Hello.
See, this is dealing with your soul here, really. Get your thinking in line with what God's thinking. And once you really think that. See, understand you guys, I think the devil has beat us up for a long time. I know he did me. Always telling me that I couldn't have faith. And the reason that kept happening was because I kept trying to produce the faith. Y'all heard me teach that one lesson, have the faith of God. It don't even work that way. All you got to do, God designed it on purpose so this would work for everybody. You put His Word in your mouth, you say it like it's already true, and the Word itself will draw God's faith into you. One bucket full at a time, fill in the reservoir, if you just won't quit. Now the only thing that'll stop the reservoir from filling is if you quit putting buckets in it. But if you just keep saying it, and, you know, right in the face of all circumstances, right in the face of it, and you just keep saying it, you get this tape out and you confess that with us, just keep on. One of these days, that water level, is that word level in you is going to reach full, you know, suddenly it's going to be the reverse process. Now when you open your mouth, that word of God is going to come out with power, and it's going to produce. Hallelujah.